City to order Tuesday, February 6, 2018. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda? Anyone had a chance to take a look at minutes?
Yeah.
Comments, changes?
Looked at me.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve, please.
I don't know that we need a motion.
Do we?
I don't think we need a motion to.
I believe you do. You, that's part of you keep minutes of your meetings and then you approve that they're valid and accurate.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Only two of us here. I don't know how that works, but.
Two of us?
Kara isn't here.
Yeah, you have a quorum.
Okay.
Of this.
Okay, I'll second that. Okay, first thing on the agenda is the committee meeting date. I sent you an email. I didn't get an answer back. I got one back from Kara. I have 5 meeting dates a month. I think you have at least 4. What I'm entertaining is to combine those 2 meetings that we are joint and have them both on the same night, you know, having one, whichever one first and then the one, other one right after.
Yeah, I did email you back, but
Oh, you did?
Didn't go through, yeah.
Okay.
It didn't go through. I have some issues just
Okay.
because I know how meetings can go. And sometimes they don't just last an hour or, you know, I mean, they can go for, you know, a long time. That's my only concern is having a very late night with 2 meetings on the same night.
We set them, since we're all 3 on the same committees, we say an hour and we cut it off at an hour.
Well.
If you're the chair, you say, okay, time's up. We'll continue this at the next meeting, same as I.
I don't know if you, well, I have issues with that as far as if there's.
According to Robert's rules of order, the chairman can do that. It's a public meeting. Oh, no, I can understand that. But what I'm trying to do is I want to cut down on at least one night a month that I go to a meeting.
Well, I guess we're going to need Kara here because I'm still.
Okay.
I'm still opposed to.
All right. We'll continue it till next time. Tom, you want to give us the budget information that you want to go along to?
Well, what you have in your packet is the budget sheets for each of the different divisions within community services. And so hopefully you've had an opportunity to kind of browse through them. What, you know, my understanding is at this meeting, this is our first opportunity as a committee to review the projected or proposed, I should say, budget for 18-19. You know, we did a lot of work already with the balancing of the budget for community services, cutting that deficit down over the next couple of fiscal years. And so what you see here is a more detailed breakdown of each division, you know, line items, etc. And so essentially this is an opportunity for you as a committee to ask any questions, make any comments, suggestions, what have you, on this, because you know, we'll talk about it today, we'll talk about it again in our March 6th meeting, and then the next thing that happens with it is it's discussed at Budget Committee at the meeting scheduled in April. So I don't really have a lot to present, other than hear what you guys have to say, questions you may have. I don't typically go through this like item by item and or anything like that, so.
Well, that gives you a better opportunity to keep it under an hour then, doesn't it?
Yeah, so anyway, that's my understanding. It's if you guys want to talk about each area and go through different things, you know, we can certainly do that. So
the only one I have concern about is with the library. I don't agree that we should be cutting that slot. Personal opinion, of course. The council has seen fit to address not having a director and going with a volunteer library. Library is one of the most used service we give in Junction City. We have more in other areas such as our public works and our police department, but personal use is used by the community. You know, outlying areas as well use our library. I don't think that we should cut that. And I'd like to see us see if we can't get some money to keep it the way it was. Have a director, we're working right, what is it,
1.68?
Yeah, 1.68. And, you know, we're showing $119,000, almost $120,000 deficit just to start off the season. And that's with cutting the director slot. So we need $200,000 to bring it back up to where it was this time last year, when we had a $284,000 deficit, or $248,000. I think it's just too important to the city to do away with the library. And I think that's what would happen. I don't think that the volunteers is, I know we all want to be pessimistic or optimistic about it, but the same people that's with the library board, for the most part, is the ones that's going to be doing the volunteer. That's where I stand on it. Rob, you got any comments?
I think what we've done is good, and I would like to try to volunteer. I think the whole thing with what you and the administrator were talking about was hopefully getting grants at some point and possibly hiring back a main librarian. Am I right in that?
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the plan, is in having that position, you know, working to get funding that we don't currently have, mm-hmm. would create opportunities, not just with the library, but just, you know, within the city and certainly within our department, to have options to do things. I think that, you know, continuing in this direction of cuts and still trying to offer the same services at some point in time gets difficult. And I think that I believe, you know, that's the impetus behind that new position, is to, you know, give us more funding and more opportunities down the road. I know that I hear what you're saying, Jack, with your concerns. I just know that this committee and then council and budget committee, you know, discussed all these things with the cutting of certain positions and certain things and materials and services and such, making getting our budget almost balanced next year and then balance the following year. And so to kind of, I don't know if you're asking start over or something, but it kind of sounds like, you know, stepping back again and relooking at what we did, so.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm giving you my feelings on that, and I'll present the same again at the budget committee when we start the budget cycle, because we're spending money. You know, we didn't have a balanced budget this year. We've only had two since I've been with the budget committee, and that's been some years. And we usually try to say, okay, we're going to be fine at the end of the year because we don't use all the money that's appropriated, so to speak, or in the budget because it's not allocated. That's one of the chief things in the police department over the years. They don't hire enough officers, so they save money. When if we were going to plan on not hiring that officer, or whatever, whoever the person is that we don't hire, we could have went ahead and used that money in another area. Same thing with the library. I agree that, you know, the volunteer will work, but looking at some of the cities that have done that, one's already turned around and gone back to having a staff. Down Douglas County. We'll see. I'm just one person on the council, one of 15 on the budget committee, and I'll have my say.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say we haven't, fortunately, our plan wasn't to cut all of our staffing and go to a complete volunteer program like they've had to do in Douglas County. Thankfully, we haven't had to go that direction, and certainly our hope is not to have to go that far. I know Frida has been working hard, especially with the training of new people to be volunteers. Nobody has wanted this. I mean, as you guys know, it hasn't been something that we've wanted to do, is cut positions and make things, you know, more difficult. And certainly, you know, if anyone is carrying a heavier load in all of this, it's Frida. but she has been, you know, wonderful in her attitude and her focus of doing what really she's been asked to do. Which is to move forward with a volunteer program and to have a, you know, have a positive attitude to help make it be successful. And she's done, you know, above and beyond in that way. And so, you know, time's going to tell how that goes, but I feel like we're heading in the right direction. So...
Thanks, sir.
Did you want to hear, I mean, I don't know if you want to hear anything from Frida, or if Frida has anything she wants to share about it.
I'm sure that if she had something to say, she would have bent my ear when I come in to borrow your book. Because we've discussed this before informally, even before this was come out in a budget. I don't know about the rest of you, but I can certainly testify that the library is a central point to this city. There's too many kids, adults, old gray-haired farts, if you like, that use a library, because the older folks, they grew up that way. The new kids that are coming into it, they're learning how. You know, just as a little point of interest, I had some puzzles in my garage some years ago that my grandkids had outgrown. So we brought them down. And next time I came by the library, there was a couple of kids all over those. All they are little pieces of wood to stick in and make a puzzle. There's other people in this community that have donated, you know. DVDs, books, whatever. I had someone that prodded me into doing that because we were running out of room for books in the house. So I started reading them, donating them to the library. That way, if I wanted to read it again, I knew where it was. And I didn't have to go out and ship on that. But I'll end that with my personal opinion. I've given you mine, and I'll continue with the council and with the budget committee that we can find the money someplace else to continue to have a good community services organization without having to cut, you know? There are other agencies within the budget that could have left a little money to the side to cut down on that $248,000. But that's the way it came to the budget committee, from the individual staffs. So I'll leave it at that. Any other comment, Bob?
No.
Anyone in the audience would like to comment? Okay. Anything else you want to cover under this heading?
Only if you guys have any questions about the budget that you've had an opportunity to look at.
Looks good.
Looks good. Yeah. All right.
The Viking Sal and the Community Center seem to be doing well. They usually make the money. If they don't, they run another pizza something. You know?
Another fundraiser.
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
I have a stupid question, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
Just because I don't have it in front of me. What is the current smaller deficit we're planning on running this year?
26.
26, thank you.
Yeah.
26,000.
Okay. Update us on different departments.
All right, so next on the agenda, is the department updates. So I shared a little bit already about the volunteer program. Frida has been working with six or seven currently? Five volunteers on training, and she's been spending mostly 2-hour blocks with these folks, getting them up to speed on things that their responsibilities at the library. And we have another individual who we're still waiting to hear back from. We had, I think, 7 or 8 applicants at one point in time. And so our goal continues to be to eventually get up to that maybe 15 to 20 range by June 30th, July 1st. That's what we had talked about. That's what I had shared at budget committee. And the idea is to hopefully add a couple or three people each month as we go through. It will be easier for Frida, as she does the training, to be training, you know, extra people incrementally, rather than all of a sudden you have 20 people all standing there ready to be trained at once. That's very difficult, because really the best training at this point in time is the one-on-one, have them actually at the desk doing the doing. And I'll speak for myself. When I was over there getting trained and doing it, you learn more by just actually going through the motions and doing it, rather than, say, having a big training where everyone's sitting in a room and you're going through the how-tos. It's standing there and actually helping the patrons is the best way to learn. And so she's been doing that, and I think she's done very, very, very well so far. So the questionnaire is on here because the library board and staff have been working on putting a questionnaire together for the community. The thought was to put something in the utility billing to ask folks, well, to do a few things. One is to kind of let them know what we have at the library for folks who maybe aren't familiar with the library. These are the services that we offer resources, et cetera. Another part of it is to ask them, what are some things you would like to see at the library or see different at the library? And then, of course, the other part is, would you be interested in volunteering? And if so, getting their information. And so, you know, we're in the process right now of the long process of getting the right questions, the right length, putting the document together so that it can be brought back to here, to this committee, which would look at it and basically give approval before it would go to out to the community. And so there's been some work on it already with Lynn and Frida, and also with our library board, and then myself and Jason have looked at it. So we've got a little ways to go before it's ready to go. But I just wanted to let you know that's in process.
You got a ETA on that?
Well, we did have one originally, which was to have it out in February, but now we're looking at least March, because it's got to come back to this committee. So probably earliest end of March in the utility billing that goes out then. So.
I have another question, Mr. Chair, if you'll tolerate it. Short of that questionnaire, is there any official notice out on how volunteers should get in touch with you? Or is there any recruiting notice out?
We don't have a notice out. We have some signage up at the library. We're we've talked a little bit about how do we want to do this, and I know that we're also waiting for the right timing on just kind of letting people know what's going on too at the library, and with really with our budget and the changes that are going on.
So currently, is there a person or number I should refer someone to who's bugging me about volunteering?
The library number. Yeah.
At the library number.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Are you saying a phone call is best, or a personal visit, or
either talk to me or call?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The library number.
Okay. Personal visit's great for sure. So,
541-898-8942.
I've been telling Frida she knows everything, but she tries to tell me that's not true. But.
Thank you.
I did know everything.
Moving on to parks, Dutchess Field House. You know, we've had a lot of discussion here about the Ophelia's place and the agreement. You know, we worked on the agreement, and I'm happy to announce that they, starting 2 days ago, I guess it'd be yesterday, Monday, started an after-school time of 3 to 6 p.m., Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there at the Dutchess facility. They're having a grand opening on the 24th, so it's a Saturday, Saturday, February 24th, from 10 to 2, and would like as many of our city council, our mayor, our staff, other people in the community that have been a part of this to come and being the invited guests, and then anyone in the community to come and just really celebrate that they have a space now and that they're going to be operating in that space. And so they've done a lot of work. City did an amount of work before we handed it over, and then they've done a lot of work since, and repainting and remodeling inside, and it's looking really good. I know Bill said he's been over there and taking a look, and it's pretty exciting. They're very excited. Every time I've gone over there or talked to them, they just permanent smiles on their faces. So it's been pretty cool to see. So.
What's the ages that they usually?
Their ages are, I believe it's 8 to 18?
Or 10.
10 to 18?
It might be 10.
Okay, 10 to 18.
Middle school, high school.
Uh-huh.
So, wonderful.
What about vandalism? Are you having any problems?
We always are having problem with vandalism. Vandalism is a continuous issue. It's why we closed the restrooms down at Laurel Park for the winter, because when they're open, they get vandalized. It's one thing to have them open in the spring, summer, fall, when the weather's nice and everybody's out using the parks frequently. But in the winter, pretty much all that happens is people start fires in them, take all the product that's in there and burn those, and take dispensers off the wall and write on the walls and everything else you can think of. So at least it's holding that back. But yes, we always have a certain amount of vandalism. Most of it's in the form of graffiti. So we spend a fair amount of time
artist expression
cleaning and painting over. Yeah.
How about skate parks? You making any money?
The skate park?
Yeah.
It's not making any money.
Well,
it's being used.
It's not losing any either.
Yeah, it's being used, so that's a good thing. And that's used year round, so there's folks there regardless of the weather, so that's good. Well, the community center, pool's closed. I wanted to skip down to the community center and just say that, hallelujah, the heating unit has been replaced. As you know, on December the 14th, the heating unit that heats the office area and the meeting room, that half of the building went down. And it's been a process of getting permits and equipment ordered and everything, and then coming out and then installing it, and then having some errors made in the installation, and then having to come back out and do it again. And anyway, it's been a little bit of a lengthy process, and so they finally finished it yesterday. And so, 6 weeks later, we're back and running. So we had been using space heaters and whatnot, and fortunately it wasn't an issue in the main part of the center where all of our programming, most of our programming is. And so we were able to keep everything going, other than having to close down when they came in and did the actual maintenance. So that's been good. Also at the community center, tax aid, AARP tax aid has started. And, you know, you'll always hear me say that two of the coolest things I think that happen in the community center are the tax aid service that we offer, and then the sharing tree, during Christmas time. But we have a lot of folks coming to get free tax aid, and it's pretty amazing. And the things that they say and the thankfulness that they have is pretty awesome. We have a great group of volunteers that come and provide that service. They get trained, and then they come and they help folks. And I would say, 90% of our phone calls right now are tax aid calls, because we do the appointments.
Well, you still have appointments open?
We do.
Okay.
Starting March 30th, I think. We're booked up until the 30th of March.
Wow.
So.
Got a couple extra days this year to fill them out, right?
Yeah. So if you hear of anyone that's interested, have them call us right away, because we're probably in another week and a half, we'll be out of them totally, and then we'll have a wait list. And then we're changing our signs on our facility to show more open hours. So right now our signs show that the community center office hours are 9 to 3 Monday through Thursday. We actually are there longer than that, clearly, because we have things going on, and so we're expanding those hours to reflect really when we're there. And so it's 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday, and then 9 to 3 on Friday. So we didn't have posted hours on Friday, and now we'll have posted hours of 9 to 3. So that took effect at the beginning of this month. And so those are the open hours for the community center. And then the big thing that's coming up at the senior center is the volunteer recognition brunch. So every year we have a volunteer recognition event where we can say thanks to all of these volunteers together, and we give a Volunteer of the Year award as well. And so that's going to be on Saturday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. And so you, of course, as our city officials are, of course, invited to come and celebrate with our volunteers that morning. So please just let us know. So, you know, we always do kind of a head count so we can have the right amount of food for everyone. But please let us know, and we'd love to have you come. So that's it. That's all I have.
Pooh. Are we doing any work done, installing any of the things that we
hasn't decided? Started yet. The work is behind the scenes right now in terms of contacting the businesses and getting the bids and figuring out all of the all of that. So I know Jason has been working with Rick mostly on all of that, so that some work's going to happen this spring, and then the shell is going to happen in the fall. So tying it all together, automating the system, that's the big thing, is getting it so it's all automated, much like the, you know, the rest of the public works water system. So that'll be the biggest improvement really to the pool from what I can see.
You want to have online?
Online capabilities, you know, I mean, I know they control everything on their devices right now, so they'll be able to manage and do that as well with the pool, so that will change things dramatically.
That's good. What's new in the forecast?
The only thing I wanted to just kind of bring your attention to on the forecaster is that on page 6, which is our next meeting agenda for March 6th, this is, of course, a working document because we may add some things to it, but right now we have the kind of our final budget review, again, before Community Services budget goes to Budget Committee. And if we get everything approved in time, we'll probably have the JC 3.1 run walk information to come here too before it goes to council, because we have to do the street closure request and the request with the county too for that race. And so this will be the fourth annual event, so that'll be on here. And we have some other things coming down the pike too, as well, but that may be added to the next agenda. So
you're scheduling that run walk?
The run walk, right now we're working with the high school on the dates. We have a couple of dates that we're looking at, most likely June 2nd, possibly the 9th. It was originally scheduled for the 16th, but the high school moved their graduation to the 16th, so high school graduation at JCHS is now a week later than normal. And because we're part of a 3-race series with the Harrisburg Firecracker, which is now scheduled for June 30th, and the Scandia run in August, we need to separate ourselves a little bit from that Harrisburg Firecracker on the 30th. So moving 1 week back to the 23rd is going to put us back-to-back weekends, which is, that will probably have a negative effect on both races. So we're moving forward a little bit to either the 9th or the 2nd, most likely the 2nd. So. Thank you.
Any other business?
Not for me.
Then we'll be adjourned.
All right.